bound for South Australia, 6th to the 12th of March, 1836. The first two ships to set sail for South Australia were in the third week of their adventure. Captain Morgan, in charge of the Duke of York, wrote to his employer, George Fife Angus, of the South Australia Company, to explain their lack of progress. They were still in the English Channel, following a storm which damaged the ship and gave most passengers a taste of seasickness. This is what he wrote. Dear Sir, under a sense of the love and favour of God, I address these few lines to you. We were compelled to put in here by adverse winds, and our time has been employed in getting ready for sea. I have kept the people and passengers on fresh meat while here, believing that to be both cheap and best for the people, and likewise, I've got a few things here that we were short of, which I trust you will approve. On board the John Perry too, there was a chance to gather more stores and provisions for the journey. As John Brown recalled, during this day, the captain sent on board 6 young sheep, likewise a lot of Swedish turnips and some hay. Captain Morgan was still anxious about his wife, too, and had not had a letter from her when he expected to. I felt it a disappointment not receiving a letter from her I tenderly loved, the partner of my life, sharer of my cares, though so much absent from each other, which makes our parting so severely felt.